CFWHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Lawmakers in the House worked late into the night trying to find ways to keep the government funded past 12 a.m. Sunday. Across the Capitol, correspondent Scott McFarlane.
Senate has a bipartisan plan with about 80% of senators signing off on it. This grand plan keeps the government open another 45 days, live to fight another day. The House will have a plan likely about a month, could be as short as a week, just to hit this news button and keep things going. But here's the fundamental dynamic. The House Republicans think the Senate plan costs too much money, and oh, by the way, it includes funds for Ukraine, which House Republicans don't universally accept.
Arizona and Utah will pay to keep national parks open in the event of a shutdown, including the Grand Canyon and Zion Valley's Red Cliffs. United Auto Workers are expected to expand their walkout against the Big Three this morning. Ron Rice on the picket line in Pontiac, Michigan.
For my kids to be able to enjoy the finer things in life without me having to struggle and not being able to pay my bills.
Union workers walked off the job 2 weeks ago at three assembly plants, demanding higher pay, a four-day work week, and better benefits. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission is suing Tesla for allegedly subjecting black employees to harassment and discrimination at its plant in Fremont, California. Last year, a state civil rights agency filed a similar lawsuit. Tesla has denied claims in the past. New developments in former President Trump's legal troubles. Correspondent Tom Foti.
An appeals court rejects Trump's bid to delay a civil trial in a lawsuit brought by New York's attorney general. As of now, that is scheduled to start Monday, with the judge already ruling Trump committed years of business fraud.
His lawyers say Mr. Trump will not try to move his Georgia election interference trial from state to federal court. It's not only raining, it's pouring in New York's tri-state area. The forecast calls for remnants of tropical storm Ophelia to dump up to 4 inches on New York City today. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
That is a cause for concern in the subways, for people with underground apartments, for places with basements, and anyone who's traveling in the airports in and out of New York, you are going to be facing delays.
An epic turnaround in Major League Baseball.
Ramon Urias from third. The Orioles have done it.
Baltimore goes from 110 losses in 2021 to 100 wins in 23 to clinch the team's first AL East title in 9 years. It's only their second in more than a quarter century after last night's 2-0 victory over the Red Sox on the Mid-Atlantic Sports Network. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Red Delicious, Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show. On the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
Oktoberfest in La Crosse, where we went to college, our fine alma mater.
It's true. The tour continues with a stop during Oktoberfest. Mike and Dom broadcasting live from La Crosse Friday, September 29th, starting at 4.
Road trip with the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
And while that music usually means that Pat Kreitlow is here, he is not. Good morning, everybody. I'm Todd Allball, filling in today for Pat. Pat and Up North News. We'll be back next week after he takes a few days off, or actually maybe the week after. But the good news is we have a program in the place, a little live program calling it, I was going to say CBS This Morning, because I stole it directly from there. We're going to call it Civic Media This Morning, and our producer and engineer is here. He is not on vacation, Sam Davison. Sam, how the heck are you? I can't hear you, Sam. Something's going on. Sam's mic, or maybe you're hearing him, but I'm not, but that's okay. We'll fix it during the break. But it's great to be here. Pat is taking a few days off. He is.
I figured it out. Oh, there we go. Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
You're not used to having a live person in the studio with you.
No, I'm not.
Because Pat Kors does the show.
Pat does it virtually, and the person I produce after him, Stu Daniels, he does his show remotely also.
You're just so this is odd for you to have somebody in the
studio. No, but it's fun.
I think it's a lot more fun. I'm not a big virtual person. You're much younger than me. Are you used to this? Were you in college when COVID hit?
Yeah, it was my freshman year when COVID started.
Oh my gosh. Weird, right?
Yeah, it was wild time.
See, I'm just not, of course I do a Zoom meeting or whatever, but I'd rather have people in person.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, it's great to have you here. Of course, now did Pat tell you where he's going?
He's going to Idaho, right?
I believe so. Yes.
Yeah. Out west. Going to see his daughter
out in the Rocky Mountains somewhere. Mm-hmm. So he is truly off the grid. But it's great to have all of you here today. I'll be filling in today. That Chad Holmes of the Chad Holmes Show at Bull Falls Radio will be in Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week, and then I'll be back with you on Thursday and Friday. So, and then Pat is back the following Monday, assuming that his pack mule doesn't get stubborn.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I don't think
whatever mode of transport he's taking.
I don't believe he's using a pack mule. But anyway, you know who could have used a little motivation last night? The Green Bay Packers. Did you?
Yeah, I didn't watch the game. I actually fell asleep on accident, but somebody sent me a screenshot of the score, and I was like, oh, well, guess it's a good thing that I didn't take the time to do that.
sad, bad, not glad. Packers lost last night, in case you went to bed a little bit early. Packers lost to the Detroit Lions in a big, big game in the NFC Central. 34-20. Packers tried to come back in the fourth quarter. Jordan Love got a touchdown. They added a three-point, shot. Not enough coffee, Todd. A three-point field goal towards the end. 50-yarder, by the way. That new field goal kicker is not too bad. But the Packers lost to the Lions 34-20. On the flip side, the Milwaukee Brewers, your National League Central champions, continue to do well. They beat the St. Louis Cardinals by a score of 3-0 last night and crossed over the 90-win threshold. So congratulations to Milwaukee Brewers. Looking great, by the way. And, of course, you can hear both the Packers and the Brewers on various stations across the Civic Media Radio Network. In southwest Wisconsin, my old stomping ground, Packers were on WRCO FM 100.9, and the Brewers played on AM 1450 and 107.7 on the FM dial. And of course, over at Oshkosh, that's our main Brewer station, WISS Oshkosh Air Support. So all kinds of places to watch sports. But the Brewers, I'm happy, Sam. Are you a Brewers fan? Did you grow up in Wisconsin?
I did, but I don't know. I never really watched baseball growing up.
Not a big baseball person.
Not huge, no.
Where are you from, by the way?
Near Wausau.
Near Bull Falls Radio.
Yes. Before Civic Media took control of Bull Falls Radio, I used to listen to the station that had that frequency and call letters all the time in high school, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute. Your term used to, like after we bought it, you just didn't listen anymore?
Well, I wasn't living in Wausau anymore. Okay. Yeah. No, I never listened to my own radio station.
No, I just want to make sure. Well, that's great. Wausau's a beautiful place. My dad's stepmom lives in Shawano, and so sometimes I'll go up to 29 and take 29 over to Shawano. So Wausau's a beautiful place. And my youngest godson spent a summer basically half a year working at the big place that makes the HVAC for commercial buildings. I can't remember the name of it right now.
Off the top of my head, I'm not sure either.
Green something.
Greenheck.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Greenheck. Yeah, he worked there. And so I got up there a couple of times to check out Wausau. Beautiful part of the state.
Yeah, it's pretty nice there.
Yeah, absolutely. He went to school here in Madison.
Your nephew did?
He did. But
For college for 2 years, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, very good. Look at that, Steve. It's Get to Know Sam Day.
Yeah, a little bit. You've been with us. An open book.
Yeah. How long have you been with us?
With Civic Media? Like a month now. I think at the end of this week, it's a month.
Wow. Well, we should do a little celebration. It is the end of the week.
Yeah, that's true.
29th of September, tomorrow, the last day of September, we'll be into October already. So there you go.
Time flies.
It does. Certainly does. If you're driving this morning across the state of Wisconsin, here in Madison, in south central Wisconsin, or over towards Milwaukee, towards Waukesha, WAUK Radio, and up to the Fox Valley in Oshkosh, WISS. If you're listening to us on any of those stations, do drive carefully. Some dense fog advisories are out, near zero visibilities on some of the roadways this morning. So driving in here to Madison, certainly foggy, but I understand it is even worse if you go towards Milwaukee, Waukesha area. So if you're having to basically any place from Dane County over to Waukesha, Milwaukee, and then up through the Fox Valley. Any place in the state in that area, if you have to drive this morning, allow some extra time because it's going to be a little dicey out there on the roads in terms of the fog. We're going to have a weather update for you as well at the bottom of the hour and check the morning's headlines. Also invite your calls. It is National Coffee Day today. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. What's your favorite coffee? Come on back. Join Sam, myself. We'll have a little chit-chat, some news, sports, and weather. This is Civic Media Mornings on Civic Media Radio.
Here's to trekking through a kaleidoscope of fall color in Wisconsin. To being like, who's up for whitewater rafting? And turning stories into souvenirs. Here's to rich traditions made new again with good company. And seasonal flavors that taste even better when shared with friends. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Plan your fall getaway at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
The Kripescast with Charlie Behrens.
Today, I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend, Truman McGee. From an environmentally friendly perspective, the fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I'm a cereal strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart because I will let you die.
Kripescast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil.
Hey, welcome back to Civic Media This Morning. I'm Tom Alba, along with Sam Davison. Pat Kreitler on vacation. Up North News Radio will return after Pat takes a few well-deserved days off. Great job, Sam, by dialing up little Frank Sinatra there.
Yeah, thank you. You're welcome.
Now that we talked about it, and then I said, I don't think I ever heard that song. It's literally called the coffee song?
Yeah, like I literally just Googled songs about coffee, and that was the first one that came up.
Frank Sinatra pop. You cannot go – hard to go wrong with a Frank Sinatra tune.
Yeah, that's true.
It is a National Coffee Day today, and I have in my cup from Wonder State Coffee, holding up the package right here to the camera for those watching the stream, Wonder State Coffee in southwest Wisconsin, Viroqua, Wisconsin, and Vernon County, just kind of southeast of La Crosse is the home of Wonder State, one of, I believe, only 5 roasteries in the world that are solar-powered. Solar-powered roastery. So environmentally friendly. Wow. Source some great coffee. I have a Colombia right now in my cup called Colombia Agua Blanca. Hints of raspberry, baked apple, and brown sugar. So there you go.
Sounds good.
It is fantastic. It's single origin. So we'll be talking about coffee. I used to own a coffee shop. And so I'm few things I consider myself very knowledgeable about all in all, but coffee is one of them. So
yeah.
The question for you folks listening and driving this morning, where is your favorite coffee shop? I would love to take a little poll across the state of Wisconsin this morning. Where is your favorite coffee shop or what is your favorite coffee? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Give us a call. Sam will pick up the phone and we'll put you on the air with us as soon as you call in. What is your favorite coffee or where is your favorite coffee shop on this National Coffee Day? 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, P-A-R-T-Y. You can also, can people text us on the app for this show?
Yes, they can.
All right, very good. See, I've never done this show before. I'm a guest every Wednesday on the show for 10 minutes, but otherwise, you know, I'm not here. I listen. Pat does a great job. But text us as well on the Civic Media app. Tell us your favorite coffee shop this morning. Again, last night, Packer news, not good. A big game in the NL Central Division as are the NFC North. I see I get my baseball and football mixed up. But National League, Central Division, or North in terms of football. Packers losing to the Lions 34-20 last night. And so we'll see if the Packers can recover from that one. Also in baseball, the NL Central, there we go. The Brewers beat St. Louis last night by a score of 3-0. 90 wins now for your Brew crew as they march on towards the postseason. Want to shift to some news headlines. And in case you did not see it or listen to it, it happened actually during our regular afternoon show, usually on in the afternoon between 1 and 3. And about 2 o'clock, the president of the United States, Joe Biden, was down in Arizona yesterday at the McCain Institute.
announcing that he is approving money for the McCain Institute and the McCain, what would have been the presidential library, basically his memoirs library down there in Arizona. McCain's widow, Cindy McCain, who is now an ambassador, was there. And Biden gave this great speech on democracy and the threat that we have to democracy. And I said, yes, we took part of the speech live yesterday. And I said, you know, he said some of these comments before. But the fact that we have to even have this speech in today's world is pretty sad. The fact that the sitting president of the U.S. has to make a national speech to defend democracy in the country against the former president of the United States and his core supporters, the MAGA folks. And again, I don't want to paint with a broad brush because there, as a former Republican myself, was Republican for almost 30 years. I left the party in 2011 over voter suppression issues. And the party just no longer, quite frankly, represented who I am and the core values that I believe. I tell people, you know, the old line, I didn't leave the party left me, which is pretty true. But as a former Republican, I can tell you there are still good folks out there in your local county who are running for sheriff, who are running for county board, who are running for, county clerk, who, you know, they're Republican because that's what wins in that county. And they're not really attached with the MAGA movement closely. They just happen to be people that run on the ticket as Republicans. I'm not talking about those folks. I'm talking about the national leaders, Trump himself, Giuliani, people like that who are around him. I'm talking about the state party leaders of the state who tried to steal our legitimate votes in the 2020 election, this alternate set of electors in which the highest ranks of the Republican Party of Wisconsin were involved. I'm talking about those folks. It is people like that, the leadership, who are grifters for all the good folks across Wisconsin. They're selling a bill of goods. And those are the folks that are a threat to democracy. And yesterday afternoon, Joe Biden down in Arizona talked about the fact that democracy doesn't have to die at the end of a rifle. Of course, John McCain served heroically in Vietnam, was in the Hanoi Hilton, as it was called, for years before finally being released. And Joe Biden's son, Bo, served, I believe, in Afghanistan overseas as well. And to Joe Biden's, you know, he ends almost every speech with God bless the troops. So he gave the speech. I want to play a little bit of it for you and get your reactions to it. This is President Joe Biden yesterday talking about how democracies die at the McCain Center in Tempe, Arizona.
Democracies don't have to die at the end of a rifle. They can die when people are silent, when they fail to stand up or condemn the threats to democracy, when people are willing to give away that which is most precious to them because they feel frustrated, disillusioned, tired, alienated. I get it. I really do. I get it. For all its faults, though American democracy remains the best path forward to prosperity, possibilities, progress, fair play, equality. And democracy requires all of us and all the major parties. You matter. And again, I'm not just trying to be nice here. You matter, all of you in this auditorium. Because history and common sense tell us that we can change things by adhering to our Constitution and our institutions of democracy. Our task, our sacred task of our time, is to make sure that they change, not for the worse, but for the better. That democracy survives and thrives, not be smashed by a movement more interested in power than in principle. It's up to us, the American people. In my view, the more people vote, the more engaged the whole nation becomes, the stronger democracy will be. So the answer to the threats we face is engagement. It's not to sit in the sidelines. It's to build coalitions and community. To remind ourselves, there's a clear majority of us who believe in our democracy. and are ready to protect it.
Joe Biden yesterday in Tempe, Arizona. I thought it was powerful, Sam, that you know, here's somebody who's he didn't serve himself, I don't believe, but his son did, and John McCain did. And when he said, "You matter," he was looking right at the Republicans in the room, like Cindy McCain. The whole point was to, as for a Democratic president, to go to an event for a former longtime Republican, was the presidential nominee in 2008, and say, "Look, I'm a Democrat, but I'm looking, you matter. As Americans, we matter." I can't imagine if it was reversed that former President Trump would go to would have gone there. And they're allegedly from the same party, right? I mean, very different. But I mean, I thought it was powerful that Biden used those words.
Yeah. I mean, you can't really have democracy without having opinions of everyone. You have to involve everyone. Everyone matters.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I thought it was great that Biden went down there yesterday and did that. I'm not sure I sent you another cut here. You can check it. You can let me know when it's ready. I'm not sure we have enough time to play it. It's another cut where he's responding to Donald Trump, because Trump, at a foreign stop while he was president, called America service members suckers and losers. And here's what Joe Biden had to say about that yesterday in Tempe, Arizona.
When the defeated former president refused to pay respects at an American cemetery near Paris, referring to the American servicemen buried there, and I've been to the cemetery, as suckers and losers, quotes. I'm not making this up. I know we all tried not to remember it, but that's what he said. He called servicemen suckers and losers. Is John a sucker? Was my son Bo, who lived next to a burn pit for a year and came home and died? Was he a sucker for volunteering to serve his country? The same guy who denigrates terrorism of John McCain. It's not only wrong, it's un-American. But it never changes. The MAGA extremists across the country have made it clear where they stand. So the challenge for the rest of America, for the majority of Americans, is to make clear where we stand.
And this is something that just gets at my craw. Again, as a former Republican for almost 30 years, left the party in 2011, Republicans they make a big deal about being pro-military, at least pro-military, the people who put the uniform on. I am as well. I have said repeatedly on my own show, and I've talked about it on this show with Pat Kreitlow, that I have the utmost respect for any person who puts on the uniform and defends our country in peaceful times and in wartime. And I don't remember any national leader who has been more anti-military than Donald Trump. And the fact that mega people can continue to go around supporting Trump and calling themselves pro-military, when as commander-in-chief, he went to a sacred gravesite of American troops and called them suckers and losers. And don't forget the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, who is about to retire today, as a matter of fact, his last day, I believe, or tomorrow, end of September here. In this article in The Atlantic that's out now, recounts how when Trump came into office, Milley had chosen a disabled veteran who had been wounded, had heart attacks and strokes. And Trump, after to be at this service event, and Trump came over to him afterwards and said, don't have that guy again. Nobody wants to see that. Said that. That's how Donald Trump treats veterans and the men and women who put on the uniform. And the fact that Joe Biden yesterday had the guts to call it out in a bipartisan way with the family of John McCain is remarkable and exactly what this country needs. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Give us a call. Tell us what you think. CBS and the Civic Media this morning continues after this.
the Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
CBS News Brief. Lawmakers in both the House and Senate are expected to vote on short-term spending plans today to avert a government shutdown Sunday. Democrat Elizabeth Warren is upset with the House Speaker for not considering the Senate's stopgap.
Kevin McCarthy is playing a losing game here, and he's doing it with the American economy.
United Auto Workers President Sean Fain is expected to announce this morning the strike is expanding against Detroit's Big Three.
Let me be clear. Fighting for economic and social justice isn't a crime. It's our civic duty.
In the Northeast, it's pouring. In New York's tri-state region, CBS meteorologist David Parkinson says they could get up to 4 inches in the city.
It is a flash flood threat from the morning hours straight through the evening today, with the heaviest rain likely falling during the morning commute.
There is rain in the forecast from Virginia to New England. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Todd Alba Show.
You can't impeach someone before they've committed an alleged crime. Even principled conservatives are going to look at that action and say, come on, what's going on?
The Todd Alba Show.
Dan Knoedl, Republican of Germantown, said he was moving forward to uphold his quote-unquote constitutional duty, which is a joke.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. 93.5, The Tap.
This morning, I'm Tom Alba in for Pat Kreitlow and Up North News Radio. Pat will be back after a well-deserved time off here in about a week or so. Tom Alba filling in for Pat Kreitlow this morning. Thanks for letting me fill in for you, Pat, giving me the reins for a couple of days here. Between Chad Holmes and I, we will do our best to hold down the fort for you. Pat will be back, as we say, after a few days off. Checking the weather conditions around the state right now. Big news this morning in parts of the state is a dense fog advisory. So basically, Marquette, Green Lake counties, Fond du Lac, Columbia, Dodge, Dane, Jefferson, Green, Rock, and Walworth County. So basically, south central Wisconsin, Madison, down to the Illinois line, and then kind of over to the Waukesha area and up into the Fox Valley. A dense fog advisory for this morning until 10 a.m. Keep the lights on. Also up around the Green Bay and Wausau area in Sam's hometown up there in Wausau. A special weather statement. Areas of fog may impact your morning commute to work or school this morning. Pockets of dense fog are also possible where the visibility could drop to a quarter of a mile or less. So basically in northeast Wisconsin, Wausau over to the Green Bay, Fox Valley, Appleton, Oshkosh area, and then south of Oshkosh down to the Milwaukee, Waukesha area and the Illinois line, a dense fog advisory. So be aware if you're heading out in those areas this morning, leave some extra time. As far as traffic goes, looks like things are pretty good across the state of Wisconsin. Up in Eau Claire at WCFW land, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire area, I-94 east, about 7/10 of a mile beyond the ramp from Wisconsin 37. The left lane is blocked due to a crash there. And also moving down to I-90-94. Near about the ramp with Wisconsin 80, Highway 80, a right lane is blocked there due to a crash. And then also going down into the Milwaukee area, I-94 west, 1 mile beyond the ramp for Wisconsin 100, the left shoulder is blocked due to a disabled vehicle. And then just south of Milwaukee a little bit, a disabled vehicle on exit to County G. George from I-4194 south. So those are your major traffic concerns and weather concerns this morning. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful day once the fog burns off, and enjoy it, because it looks like the cold front's going to come through and the bottom's going to kind of drop out for next week. Highs only in the 50s. What is this, October? Oh, actually, yes, it is. Almost October. So be careful. Enjoy the weather this weekend out there and across the state of Wisconsin. Again, Pat Kreitler was on vacation. Todd Alba, along with our producer and engineer, Sam Davison, in with you on a Friday, the 29th of September, 2023. I want to change a little bit from Biden's speech yesterday at the McCain Institute to, I'm going to call it just a made-up impeachment against Joe Biden. And again, they can't even get the articles of impeachment together. These people can't even decide on keeping the government running. They've got less than 48 hours to fund the government, or the whole thing shuts down, the federal government. Hundreds of thousands of people going to be without paychecks. But the Republicans don't want to talk about that. They want to talk about these trumped up charges, pun intended, against Joe Biden to say they're going to impeach the guy. But they got nothing. And yesterday, they had this little press conference, Republicans did, in the House, to present their evidence of why Joe Biden should be impeached. And we got a cut. This is U.S. Representative Jason Smith, Republican of Missouri, at the podium, has just presented this evidence, so-called alleged evidence, against Joe Biden that he was using his position of power to collude for his son Hunter to get an advantage. But there was an NBC reporter in the front row who said, wait a minute, this doesn't quite add up. And here is how the exchange went.
If I'm not mistaken, August 7th, 2020, Bill Barr was the attorney general and Donald Trump was the president. So explain to me where the two-tiered system of justice comes into play. And then the WhatsApp message you have, I believe, is dated June 6th, 2017. Joe Biden is not vice president or even a candidate for president at that time. So where is the direct connection to some sort of criminal malfeasance within these two pieces of evidence?
Well, I think the facts speak for themselves. There's over 700 pages of examples of where people should be very concerned. When you're talking about what was your first question? It doesn't matter who's in the White House. We need to make sure that the Department of Justice works for all people and doesn't treat those who are politically connected or wealthy much differently.
But you suggested that Joe Biden being the president now is unfairly treating Donald Trump in his indictments?
What I'm talking about is the 700 pages that we have before us, which is all the information that came from the IRS whistleblowers.
Can you explain the timing then of the August 6th WhatsApp message? Why is that evidence of some wrongdoing?
I'm not an expert on the timeline. I would love to have President Biden and his family to tell us about all the timelines.
But if he's not the president or the vice president at that time, where's the wrongdoing? He wasn't even a candidate for president at that time.
He was a candidate.
In August 6th of 2017?
Apparently, what source are you with?
I'm with NBC.
So apparently you'll never believe us.
I'm not saying I don't believe you. I'm asking you a very direct question. You presented a piece of evidence that you say came on August 6th, 2017, that demonstrates that Joe Biden was using political influence to help his son. He wasn't a political figure at that time, the first WhatsApp message you put up, how does that demonstrate that there's some sort of political influence being put over him if at that time he is not a political, he's not an elected official?
I'm definitely not going to pinpoint one item. I think we've outlined.
You presented it. It was your first thing that you brought up.
So apparently you don't agree with it. So
it's not that I don't agree with it. I'm asking you to explain it.
I'll take the next question.
I'm sure he will take the next question. This is exactly the type of reporting that we need. These are the types of reporters that we need, and this is why journalism and the First Amendment is so important. These yahoos, these House Republicans, they think that's an old trick. You know, someone who spent a lot of time in politics, that's one of the oldest tricks in the book. Just kill them with volume. Right? Well, look, there's 700 pages. There's 700 pages. 700 pages of what? Blank paper. I've actually seen that trick before. I've seen that in like budgets or whatever. Like what politicians will do, they'll hold a press conference and they'll say, look at these stacks of bills. Look at all this red tape. These are, and they'll put a cover sheet on top that says, you know, like the state regulation or the state budget. And a couple different politicians have done this. And they'll then the cameras and everything. Oh, look at all these regulations you have to cut through. And then they leave. And the reporters go up and look at it, and it's just reams of blank paper underneath. There's nothing there at all. So these Republicans are saying 700 pages of quote-unquote evidence against Joe Biden. And when the reporter says, well, wait a minute, your first point was from 2017 that he used his influence to help his family. He was not an elected official. He wasn't a public elected official. What influence did he have? He wasn't the vice president. He was not a candidate for president. He wasn't the president. And the guy gets tongue-tied. He can't defend it. Because almost everything about this is a sham. And it's meant to distract you. It is meant to distract us from the real atrocity happening in Washington, D.C. right now, which is the pending and looming shutdown of the federal government because mega Republicans in the House of Representatives can't get their crap together. There was a huge falling out yesterday from Speaker McCarthy and Matt Gaetz. Apparently behind closed caucus, reports are that there has got into a screaming match because McCarthy, as you might remember, changed the way things are done in the House so that all it takes is one member of the House of Representatives to call for his head. Basically a vote of no confirmation they call it vacating the chair. So if one member gets ticked off at Kevin McCarthy, they can go to the floor and call for a vote for a new speaker. And Matt Gaetz is saying he is prepared to do that. If Kevin McCarthy puts anything on the table besides basically Gaetz to the Freedom Caucus, the mega folks, they want zero money to go to Ukraine because they are essentially puppets of Putin and the communists. They don't want freedom in Eastern Europe. And so they're demanding no money goes to Ukraine. They're about to do damage to other U.S. bill or U.S. programs as well by defunding them. More quote-unquote tax cuts. We had a story on our show yesterday, the day before. A great way to actually save about $500 or $5,000 per household in America. Joe Biden suggesting if you take on monopolies like Amazon and others, and this is not a Democratic idea, by the way, big D. You want to know where this idea comes from busting monopolies, antitrust, taking on big corporations to improve the salaries and conditions for working Americans? You want to know where that came from? A Republican named Teddy Roosevelt, who took on the big companies and said, no, workers, working class people deserve a living wage. Working class people deserve clean conditions, healthy conditions in which to work. And Teddy Roosevelt took him on and he won. Remember the old line? Speak softly and carry a big stick. Teddy Roosevelt. And when Ronald Reagan became president, and again, it was the first campaign I ever volunteered on, was a big Reagan fan at the time, and still think there are some redeemable qualities about what Reagan said at the time to kind of appeal to people's spirit of the country. But his economic policies, like trickle-down economics or Reaganomics, was an abysmal failure. It was predicated on, hey, if we give tax cuts to the people creating quote-unquote jobs, the job owners of companies, that they'll be so happy and they'll be so gracious that they'll take that savings and they'll pass it on to their workers in higher salaries. It'll trickle down. That was trickle-down economics. And we all thought this is fantastic, of course, because we're all good, decent people. Of course it'll work. Well, that is predicated on people that owning corporations are good people and aren't greedy. It turns out that humans are greedy, or at least some of them, some of us. So it was largely an abysmal failure, Reaganomics and trickle-down economics. But Joe Biden has stepped forward and said, let's use Teddy Roosevelt's antitrust powers and break up some of these monopolies and oligopolies. And economists say if that happened, each American household would save about $5,000 per year. That's what Joe Biden's doing. But the Republicans don't want this message out there. And they know, especially after the debacle that was the second Republican debate this week, chances are there ain't nobody going to beat Donald Trump in the primary. They're stuck with that guy, and they don't like it. And they're panicking because they're going to have Trump at the top of the ticket. That is not going to bode well for down ballot in House and Senate and Assembly and State Senate races and governor's races. So they're trying to create a diversion with this made up, this trumped up, pun intended, so-called impeachment of Joe Biden. And they got nothing. They got nothing at all. What do you think? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Give us a call. Talk to us about politics. Or Sam and I are sitting here celebrating National Coffee Day as well. You can give us a call on National Coffee Day. What's your favorite coffee? What is your favorite coffee shop? And you're part of the state across Wisconsin. You're listening to Civic Media This Morning, in for Pat Kreitlow and Up North News. I'm Todd Albaugh along with Sam. Back after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The
Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Do you support the legalization, regulation, and taxation of legal cannabis in the state of Wisconsin? You said yes, Melissa. That was like 12 years ago. What do you think the hangup is?
It's the Republicans. They're suffering from reefer madness. They're out of touch legislators in the Capitol building who don't want to give a win to Governor Evers and Democrats.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He shouldn't even have BLTs. That are a terrible sandwich.
Oh, I love BLTs. That's
so like
the one deli sandwich I could have.
Greg, don't yuck my yum, dude.
I will.
We've already established on this show today that Greg is happy to judge people's yums.
Bring me your yums, for I am the yum judge.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 76 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south to southeast at around 15 to 25. Could see a few scattered thunderstorms after midnight tonight. Our low 63. Tomorrow, a thunderstorm in the morning. Otherwise, partly cloudy. 81 on Sunday, partly cloudy, with a high right around 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Coming, but oh, we're on.
Welcome back to Civic Media This Morning with Todd Hubble and Sam Davison. You know what we're doing? We're just enjoying our coffee. This is exactly what you want in the morning. Just a couple of guys enjoying coffee, chatting.
And we're just chilling.
And then we were just chilling, and then we looked up.
Like, and I looked up, and we'd been on air for 1 second already.
Welcome back, everybody. Pat Kreitlow and Up North News will be back after a few days. Pat's taking some well-deserved time off with his family, chilling out west. Hopefully he left before the fog set in. If you're across Wisconsin, particularly in south central Wisconsin, Madison area down to the Illinois line, over to the Waukesha area, that part of the state, you are under a dense fog advisory until 10 a.m. this morning. Do drive carefully. Then further up north, WISS Oshkosh Air Support Country up there in the Fox Valley, Appleton, Oshkosh, Neenah, Menasha, all those areas along Highway 41, Lake Winnebago, just north up to Green Bay, and then over to the Wausau area, you're under a fog advisory as well. Not a dense fog advisory, but fog. You'll run into pockets of fog as you commute to work and to school this morning. So if you're in that part of the state, kind of basically from Wausau down to Madison and east of there, in very general terms, drive carefully this morning because you're under a dense fog advisory, and use some extra time getting to work or school this morning. What is your favorite coffee shop? What is your favorite coffee? It is National Coffee Day across the state of Wisconsin. I once owned actually a couple of coffee shops here in the Madison area. And what is in my cup this morning is Wonder State Coffee right here. I'm holding it up for the folks on the stream. Located in Viroqua, Wisconsin, one of the few solar roasteries across the world, as a matter of fact. Wonder State has shops in Viroqua, also here in Madison, right on the Capitol Square, about a couple of blocks away from where we are at right now, and also up a beautiful Bayfield, Wisconsin, all the way up almost to the shores of Lake Superior. Can I hear us up there in Bayfield on the Buzz of the North in Hayward on 9:10 a.m.? I believe the signal gets just almost, as my granddad used to say, partner to beautiful Bayfield up there in northern Wisconsin. So if you haven't checked them out, check out some Wonder State Coffee. It is what is in my cup, and it is delicious. Sam, do you have a favorite coffee or coffee shop?
Not really, no. I'm not too much of a coffee shop frequenter.
Really?
And then whenever I buy coffee, usually it's just whatever's cheapest. Right. My regular coffee maker just died like last week.
Oh, no.
So I've been using my great grandma's percolator.
You know what? That's not bad at all.
Yeah. But the only problem is it, because it doesn't take like paper filters,
right.
It just has like a metal basket.
Yep.
The holes in it are too big, and I keep getting like a cupful of grounds every time.
You have to grind those percolators a little bit more coarse. But no, I actually have my grandmother's percolator pot as well. I don't use it every day, of course, but I've got it, and it still makes great coffee.
Yeah.
See, I'm
gets the job done.
I'm a pour over coffee guy. Mm. So I have a grinder, and then I'll put it in a, it's called a V60. It kind of sits on top of your cup. Mm-hmm. I also have a Chemex. Looks like a kind of a science experiment glass thing. You put the coffee in and pour, and you pour water over.
Would you describe yourself as a coffee snob?
See, I knew that term was coming. And I dealt with this a lot when I had the coffee shop. I don't think snob is the right word because here's the interesting discussion. You say, and I get it, you're a younger person just out of college trying to save money, but aren't we all? And people say, well, I got to save money. And so you buy, you know, the cheapest coffee available. The problem is if you look at the bean, like if you buy whole bean coffee and if it's like dark and shiny and people think, oh, that must be really good. Look how rich it is or whatever. Anytime you see a shine on the coffee bean, mm-hmm. that's burnt coffee.
Ooh.
And just like there are natural 100, just like wine, there are 160 some different flavor profiles of coffee. Most people never taste those because they buy bad, cheap coffee. And just like good coffee has good flavors, bad coffee has bad. And so what companies do is they buy the worst coffee and undercut the farmer. And then to mask that flavor, they burn it. So all that you actually taste is like this bitter flavor.
Beans,
and people
yeah.
say, well, I like coffee, but I have to use milk and sugar to mask the bitterness. Well, of course, if you buy bad coffee. But if you buy good, well-roasted coffee, single-origin coffee, where farmers are paid beyond fair trade prices, yeah, I mean, this 12-ounce bag of coffee from Wonder Steak cost me $12-$13. So, I mean, it's not cheap, and not everybody, you know.
But it's good stuff.
And I don't make, like, a bunch of money or anything. I'm just saying, I usually have one cup, one of those, you know, a day. So, I mean, a bag like that will last me a couple of weeks. But if you buy good coffee, you can get a lot of great flavor profiles out of it. Mm. So there's more than you wanted to know about coffee this morning.
I feel educated, learned now. Yeah.
That's why if you go to a place like Wonder State, there are also other great, you know, roasteries, Rusty Dog Roastery in Wisconsin, or Ruby Rusty Dog, two roasteries in Wisconsin who are good as well. There's a lot of good roasteries. But the secret is, just like we know in Wisconsin, it comes back to the farmer, right? It's the farmer and the quality of the land, the care they take, and then the roaster. And then by the time it gets to the barista, we used to say in our shop, we just try not to mess it up.
Most of the work is done then, right?
Exactly. I mean, the farmers put all the care and love into it and raising it. It's been dried either on raised beds or soaked or whatever, and then dried in the sun. And then the roaster gets it, and they have to bring out that profile. Because the coffee bean itself, for those that don't know, when it goes to the roastery, it's green. It's like a hard green bean, the coffee is. And then you put it in the roaster, and the roaster, this is a science and an art to this. When it goes in there and it's roasted, and the key is to not, the timing on it, because they call it the first crack. And so it sounds almost like popcorn, and it smells, the smell is amazing. Some people don't like it. I love it. It smells a little bit like a mix between popcorn and coffee when it's roasting. And then it gets this kind of brown, starts browning up. And then the key is to stop the roasting, kind of like blanching when you're cooking and putting it into ice water. It goes into this bucket or this bin, and it starts spinning around to stop the roast. You want to stop the cooking, basically, to get the best flavor profile. And then it gets ground in your cup.
But Sam's, there's so much to it.
Sam's like, I just want a cup of damn coffee.
Well, I mean, originally I just started drinking it, not for like the taste or anything, but just for caffeine to keep myself awake. But
right,
yeah, there's so much more to it.
There's so much more to it. National Coffee Day. Go see your favorite coffee shop this morning. Give your barista an extra tip this morning. because, you know, they work hard and they need your support. We'll be back with hour two here. Pat Kreitlow at Up North News is on vacation. I'm Todd Alba along with Sam Davison with Civic Media This Morning. Hour number two after this. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Captain Ann Maxson with the Wisconsin State Patrol. Safety on our highways is a team effort. Every day, our troopers and inspectors focus on keeping people and commerce moving safely. Drivers can do their part to prevent crashes and needless tragedies by remembering two simple things. Buckle up, phones down. Thanks for helping us move towards zero deaths on Wisconsin roads.
A safety message, sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.